He's on the block. New Kids on the Block. You know, I was jokingly said to some of our church members last Sabbath that we are going to have a guest speaker next Sabbath. Yeah, the guest speaker didn't come to any far away. He came right from here in Modesto.
Amen.
And these things I want to make sure that everybody will understand. If somebody don't know very well about the speaker is the local elder for this church.
Amen.
And if the presentation is not as good as your expectation and what you think, now you can always say, he's only a local elder. He's not a pastor. Happy Father's Day. For all of you that became fathers and then turned to a grandfather, and then some of you a lot older that became a great-grandfather, happy Father's Day. You know, last Sabbath, as I sat down over there and listened to the message, I thought, oh boy, that is my message. The speaker last week had no idea what I was studying, and I have no idea what he was studying, but we were studying almost the same message. If you had a good listening last Sabbath message, you will notice, but if you didn't, then you will never know any different. Most of the text that he used last Sabbath, that's what I used today for my presentation. My presentation this morning entitled Biggest Loser. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we are going to listen to your word this morning, as I represent you, O God, I ask you that you will empty our hearts and fill with your Holy Spirit, that we will listen and follow as we are going to learn today. And help us, O Lord, to be humble in thy sight, that we will do everything to glorify your name. Amen. In the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 26, I'll read for us. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And the title of my message this morning based on that one. Now turn to 1 Peter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. And that's where I will talk about a little bit more. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. I will read for us as you follow along. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nations, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now let me ask you this question. Who do you think is a chosen generation? Anybody? Don't you think that was you?
Yes.
That's you and you and you and me.
Yes.
We are chosen generation. My friend, we are chosen generation. This chosen generation will be a holy priesthood, a holy nation, and peculiar people. Holy royal priesthood will take place in heaven. Holy nation will take place in heaven, but we started in here in this world.
Amen.
My friend, that's why we're here, to learn more about God's way, so that we can become a citizens of that holy nation, start from this world. But you know, we cannot become a citizens of that holy nation. Turn to Isaiah 64, verse 6. Isaiah 64, verse 6, it said, our righteousness is like a filthy rag. That's why we have to become changed so that we can be a citizen of this chosen generation. Turn to Matthew 5:48. Matthew 5:48. I'm going to run you through all your Bible. Matthew 5:48. In order to save our time, I will read all this for us. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. How can we become a citizen of this chosen generation, this royal priesthood? To be perfect. You think we can become perfect?
No.
Not at all. What did Isaiah said?
Filthy rag.
Our righteousness is like a filthy rag. But there's a medicine that cleans us to become perfect, just like Jesus. You know, we studied the lesson last weekend and this Sabbath. That's why Jesus came to this world. You know, if you think about what Jesus did, it is a heartbreaking thinking. What made him left his throne in heaven and to come to this world? Just to die for a sinner like me, for a sinner like anybody here this morning. He left his throne in heaven just to come to this world to die for us. And that is the medicine for us, that we can go to Jesus for forgiveness of sin. In Matthew 15, verse 4. This text was mentioned last Sabbath and then again this morning. Who remember that one? The person who used this text again, this morning. Matthew 15, verse 4. Abide in me. Abide in me. Okay, let me ask you, how could we abide in Jesus? How could we abide in Jesus? My friend, this is how we can abide in Jesus. Study his word, read your Bible, and get on your knees. Read his word and get on your knees. You know, I used to be working just like any of you that's still working. I started at 7 o'clock in the morning, but I woke up at 5 o'clock to read my Bible and have a good devotion in the morning before I go to work. My friend, I don't compare any better time to study God's word and read the Bible than early in the morning. Amen. You start your good day like that with God, believe me, you'll have a good day all the way through. Amen. Abide in me and me in you. Jesus is coming back for this chosen generation. But before he comes, there are things that will take place. You know, in First Peter 5, verse 8, he tells us that Satan is going around like a roaring lion so that he can find anybody to devour. And that's what Satan is doing right now, especially this chosen generation. Satan just cares less about the people already in his hand. He's looking for you and you and you and me, the one that was already chosen to be a royal priest in heaven. But there's a... I would like to see... what kind of temptation that Satan is trying to do to us. Look at John 1. 1 John 2:16. 1 John 2:16. I will read for us. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. If you look at that one, that almost deal with anything in this life. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. You know, last Sabbath was mentioned King David. And that's what another one I was preparing for my presentation this morning. King David fell because of the lust of his eyes. What next? He wanted to satisfy the lust of his body. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes. My friend, you know, I remember some of us old members remember HMS Richard Tuner. He preached at the camp meeting one time, and he mentioned that, he said, square box. Anybody guess that one? It's no longer square. It's a big rectangular thing. Do you remember what is that? And then he said, that thing called television. Yeah. I'm not going to criticize nobody. No. But I'm just doing something to help us in our spiritual life. How much time that you know that you use that thing to watch that television? I'm going to admit, my friend, I have a big one over there like in my house too. My daughter bought for us. But that thing in the house hardly ever turn on. I only want to turn on sometimes so I can watch the news. I no longer watch no news because I got fed up with all those president candidates that cutting people apart with all their vicious words and all their nasty things that they talk about other people. I don't like anybody talks about anybody. Do you think that thing happened to this special group? That I talk about somebody else? Well, you be the judge. My friend, we are on a journey to heaven. Amen. We ought to be holy in this world in order to be a citizen of that special group in heaven. Amen. I heard you guys are saying over here in this country, if you want to say something about somebody, say what? What is it?
Say something nice.
This one, this is another point that I was thinking about that I don't want to forget. Paul compared the church to our body. If the hand hurt, the whole body what? I tell you this. If you see your brother or sister have some problem with you and you don't feel it, you are not in there. You are not in that group. Because when one part hurt in this group, the whole body what? The whole body feels it. Love one another. Jesus is coming very, very soon. Let's recite John 14, 1, 2, 3. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. There was a question at our lesson at a class last Sabbath when a teacher asked, do you think where we at? The question, probably I don't say more sense, but what I meant is, do you think from all this journey where we stand at now to the coming of Jesus? You guys are very slow. Turn to Mark 13. Mark 13, 39. Mark 13, 39, and I'll read for us. No. 13:29, I'm sorry. Mark 13:29, you will look and I'll read for us. For ye in like manner, when you shall see this thing come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the door. My friend, how soon is it? At the door, my friend. How soon is it? At the door, my friend. It is time now to prepare to be a citizen of those chosen generation, to become a royal citizen and royal priesthood in heaven. But before that one takes place, we have to change our lifestyle. I'm not going to tell you what. You know what you're doing. You know how you live in this world. It's time to prepare, my friend. Second Peter 3, verse 9. Second Peter 3, verse 9, I'll read for us. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but he is long-suffering to us ward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You know, some of us wonder, just like me. My father died. We were living at my father's side. Then we went and lived with my mother's side with my grandparents. And that automatically for us to become Seventh-day Adventist. They all keep the Sabbath, they're all Adventist. But when we came over there, we were not Adventist. I'm going to be 76 in this few months. And probably I was a Seventh-day Adventist more than 70 years. Some of you probably you've been waiting for and listen to this very soon for a lot longer than that. There are lots of those people, they died. They've been waiting for that same word very soon. My friend, look around how the world goes. Did you ever think in your mind that there would be a black man become a president of this country? These two candidates are competing for president will be another chapter, new chapter of the history of this country. Either the non-politician or the first female to become president. Did you ever think of that, that would happen? I don't think so. Because we got used to what we used to. And then Jesus said, when you see these things happen, raise up your head. My friend, it's not a time to slack. It's a time to prepare. And as I told you, the thing that makes us more overcome of the thing that we don't like in this world is read His word and get on your knees. First Timothy 4, verse 1. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. This is the part I'm not excited to talk about. You look at the Bible and see what Paul said. He saw the Spirit show him that there are people who will leave this church. There will somebody leave this special generation. My friend, I don't know who's that. You don't know who's that either. But that's what is going to happen. Some of us will leave this hope. If we are not solid in studying God's word and get on our knees and talk to Him through prayer, we will become one of those people. We will become one of those that live this hope, the hope that we're here. We want to see Jesus when He comes to take us to heaven. How soon is Jesus coming? He's at the door. My friend, it's not a time to mess around. I want to tell you a very true story. And this story happened to somebody that I know. Somebody we used to work together in the church. I was an elder, and he was one of the deacons in the church. This deacon, sometimes he's one foot in the church and another foot out in the world. But he's still coming to church almost every Sabbath. Then, in and out, finally, he told the pastor, "Pastor, I'm going to go, and I'll be back in such and such a day and a month." Pastor never said a word. He left. And so many people just saw this poor fellow with another woman beside his married wife. Everybody talk about it, because almost everybody saw it over there in San Francisco area. This fellow has a problem with his heart. They were driving around one time, probably because nobody know, because he's already dead, and never know anything. For probably he felt something, he pulled the car aside. He pulled this car aside with him and his new lady on his side. Just hang down his head and died. My friend, he's another one. He had been waiting for Jesus to come. Paul saw that some were dropped out of this special generation. If you are going to miss that second coming of Jesus, that's what I call the biggest loser. Biggest loser is not losing a lot of weight. Big loser is when we are here all this time, and when Jesus comes, you are not going to be there to wait for him. That is what I call the biggest loser. In Revelation 2, verse 10, at the last part of that verse, be faithful unto death. Be faithful unto death. My friend, when Jesus comes, you are going to say, this is our Savior that we have been waiting for. Please try not to become a biggest loser. Be there to say, this is our Savior that we have been waiting for.
Amen.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of our service this morning, oh, I thank you, Lord, for so much of your love to us. Thank you for thy word this morning. May we learn something good from it, oh God, and stay faithful unto you until what may come to our life. Bless us all, oh God. Keep us safe under your loving care. For we ask in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen.